Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm watching Presley. He shook Yiner off twice before he threw that pitch to Seager. When are they going to learn? Framber learned earlier this year. No, I'm going to do it my way. They just don't trust Yiner. I think Caleb Ferguson also shook him off.
Yeah, a couple people grabbed the clips of the two home runs late in that game, and they both shook off the catcher. They went with what they wanted, and the pitch got driven out of the park.
Boy, you talk about a meatball, too, to Seager. Holy crap. Just awful. Come on, guys. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are more than welcome to hang out with us here. The Texans are going to be taking on the Steelers Friday night. That is a 6 o'clock game, 4 o'clock here.
Are you going to have to go to a sports bar? Or are you going to be able to use Lance's thing so you can watch the game?
Whoa. I don't know what you're talking about with Lance's thing. I have no idea.
The NFL package.
What the heck?
Didn't he share his sign-in for the NFL thing?
I don't have anything like that. I don't know.
That's not illegal, the NFL thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got that, but I'll probably go to a sports bar anyway.
Hey, can you put on the Steelers Texans? What's that? Yeah, I would like to watch preseason football in your fine establishment.
I don't mind walking in and
I know.
What the hell? I'm not worried about that.
I need someone to refuse service to you.
We have the right
to refuse service to anyone. And
so I'm
you.
Watching. I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings watching up here in L.A. For those who don't know, I'm in L.A. some, and I'm back in Houston some. And I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'm watching a game against the Pirates, and all of a sudden, every TV, they've got to have 40 TVs in there. Every single TV was on the Dodgers pregame show.
Well, yeah.
And I went,
Los Angeles.
No. I was watching that.
I was watching
a real game.
You can ask them to turn it back, but what do you expect? You think the focus is Astros baseball?
You're
a foreigner.
One TV on the Angels? One?
Well, we know. The Angels aren't a real thing anymore.
Ain't a real thing here. I have not seen one Angels hat. Nothing.
Have you seen a Chargers hat?
I have. I've seen a Chargers hat and a Chargers shirt. I've seen more Chargers shirts than I've seen cops here. Literally, there are no cops in this city.
Well, you're living in your neighborhood or overall?
I don't know about other neighborhoods.
Yeah, you're probably living in a place where they don't have to do much patrolling.
Well, that's where they patrol more, usually. Protect Whitey.
Well, I live in a neighborhood that's predominantly white people. The cops are rarely in, except actually, we have more cops living in the neighborhood than actually patrolling.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah.
That's really good.
You see
for
a lot of patrol cars just parked in driveways.
Right. Right, that's really good for you, because the guys go, oh crap, there's a cop right down the road, crap, we don't need that. Anyway, so yeah, I had to throw up. No, I'll watch. They'll put games.
No,
on
I know they will, but yeah. you have to ask. It's not just going to be waiting for you. You got to make the ask. And oh, okay, you weirdo, you want to watch Steelers Texans? Cool, we'll put it on for you.
Problem is, we got a stretch of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. From game 3 to game 9 to game 8 that is our noon starts.
So you got to be in the sports bar. Oh, you have the NFL package,
no,
it's, right?
No, it starts at 10 a.m.
Yeah, there. That's what I'm saying. Are you getting the NFL package?
Yeah,
on,
I'm
going to
get the NFL
YouTube
package.
TV?
Yeah. Yep.
So you'll be able to watch.
Yeah, I'll be able to watch it.
This is the biggest thing for you. You make football a communal thing. You like to watch with people. You watch with your buddies at your favorite places. What are you going to do? You're just going to sit home and watch the NFL?
I know. I hate that. Maybe at halftime. Halftime, I'll go up to the bar. I can't sit around all day. I got to get to a bar.
You're just going to sit there at a bar with no friends and watch the games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's better. It's better to just watch it at a bar. I'm the anti-you. I love to watch it.
No, I know that part, but I thought a lot of it had to do with you were with your buddies. You aren't going to be with your buddies for some of the games in L.A. You got to make new friends. Maybe you and Eric Layden can hang out. Watch the Texans first and the Rams next. Isn't he a Rams fan?
I'm not interested in that. Although my wife's station is a station for the Rams. So
maybe you better get interested in that.
Yeah, we might be going to some games.
Mina Kimes does Rams preseason football.
Does she?
I think so.
What does she do?
Well, she's the analyst. At least she has been. I'm not sure if he's doing it this year, but she doesn't do play-by-play. She's an analyst for Rams preseason. At least she was. But you and Eric Layden, know him.
How woke this place is.
What, a woman on football coverage? Yeah, you can't survive. You won't survive there. So, you watch the Texans with Eric, and then you stay for the Rams game with Eric. That's your buddy when you're in L.A.
The biggest problem I'm going to have this season, the Emmys are September 15th, and we're playing the Bears on Sunday Night Football.
Have you already talked about this with your significant other, what you're going to do that day?
I'll have my phone. I'll be watching it on my phone.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Just don't get caught on camera.
I'm going to have it. Yeah, I'll have it down. Everybody's going to think I'm looking at my privates the whole game. Okay, because my head will be bowed.
Maybe you'll just be in prayer. That's what people think.
Maybe.
The entire time, all this blaspheming going on at the Emmys, you'll just think you'll be praying to the man above to save you.
All these unholies that I'll be around. Right?
True.
No, I think that it's tables. It's not a
Golden Globes are tables, right? Are the Emmys tables too?
I think the Emmys are tables. They better be. Oh, it doesn't matter.
I hope you get to sit.
If I'm in stadium seating, I'll have my phone.
I hope
down
you
there.
Get to sit with someone that this show cares about. I don't or at least near. So when someone gets an award, we see John in the background with his head down while everyone else is standing up and clapping for someone who just won an Emmy. That's what I'm looking for. You will become memeable. You will be like if you are sitting near someone who just won an Emmy, and all we see is your Dr. Linville helped hair because your head is down staring at your phone.
Right.
People will go, "Who the hell is that guy?"
Is so not interested in this.
He is watching Caleb Williams getting sacked by Will Anderson. Except no one will know that.
Yes. I'm worried about that Bears game, if you want to know the truth.
You should be. They got a lot of talent on offense.
They got talent. Offense and defense. So, Austin, D'Amico talked about Diggs and Petrie. Diggs, there's going to be talking, right? Petrie, I just wish he'd stop talking and tackle people. That'd be great.
Well, you can't tackle people in practice. You got to talk.
Well, he did, but he apparently did. He tackled Diggs before in practice. And started a brouhaha, right? And Stingley came up and went after Schultz. Remember that happened?
I do remember that, yep.
Yep. And now there's more back and forth. Here's D'Amico talking on the back and forth between Diggs and Petrie.
That's awesome. That's why now I can step away and I can move on to the next part of practice because I know our guys are so competitive, but it's also respectful, right? With Petrie, Diggs, Aziz, it's all respect. Guys are really... they're sharpening each other. Like, guys are really competing, giving their ultimately their best. And now Diggs is making Petrie better. Petrie is making Diggs better. And Aziz is there to calm everybody down. So it's really fun to see.
Aziz is a leader now. I mean, if he's barking, we heard how he's barking out and putting, cornerbacks. Well, Kamari said, hey, man, I don't know. What about the way Aziz talks to you? Yeah, I'm not worried about how he talks. It's what the message that he's sending that's more important. And apparently it is. He's sending an important message to these guys, and he's taken on a leadership role. I love that. You know, a middle line, an inside linebacker that's going to be after guys and making them accountable. He came from a, you know, well, he knows D'Amico's system, obviously, from San Francisco, right? Came from a winning program. He knows how to win. And he's over here, you know, teaching young guys how to win. I love that. I love that. But, yeah, I didn't know that he was going to walk in and be one of the leaders of the defense, but apparently he is. And he's keeping guys in check. He had to keep Petrie and Diggs in check yesterday during practice, which is good. Which is good. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Austin, the Jalen Johnson thing. Yeah. So Madden ratings came. Oh, no. This is top 100, right?
Yes.
The players vote on who is the top 100 players in the NFL, right? And Jalen Johnson, the corner for the Chicago Bears, is none too happy with how he did not make the top 100. Now, he was all pro, not just Pro Bowl last year, right? All pro. All pro means you are
one
of the best two corners in the league. So that's kind of a big deal. And here he is, when asked about not making it, here's Jalen Johnson's response to the media.
It's from like last year, from 2023?
Yeah.
There ain't no way. I don't know how you make Pro Bowl, All Pro, and you're not a top 100 guy. I could have been 101, I guess, but Aaron Rodgers didn't even play in the season. He was voted. So, I mean, hey, everybody made mistakes. It ain't just the media that do it. The players, clearly, if they voted for this, they made some mistakes. But it is what it is. I mean, any day I know the truth, and it's okay. I got some more for them.
Does stuff like that, though, drive you? Maybe not drive you, but does it just kind of feed you?
100%. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful because I know I go out there and line up, and I know receivers go out there and can't say that I'm not one of the best people, best player they played against. So, I mean, just whatever it is, it happened. I mean, it wouldn't have just, moved me to where I feel like I'm complacent or anything, but just to see it, I mean, ain't no way 100 guys better. Ain't no way. And especially guys who didn't play, who were hurt, played half. I'm sorry, excuse my language. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
To be fair to the other players, he was only second team all pro. So he's only one of the top four corners in the league. Not top two. This was a thing because Tyreek Hill is the number one player, or at least rated by the players. He celebrated that. The Dolphins social media team put that out there. He called his mama as soon as he got the award. And a lot of people were like, wait a minute, excuse me. Did you guys forget about Patrick Mahomes? He wasn't even a top quarterback. Lamar Jackson was voted second by the players. Yeah, I don't know how the players miss Jalen Johnson. When I guess they don't feel the same way about him that the media does.
Right. Well, the players voted Reek number one, right?
Yes. Jackson,
Lamar
two.
Second, Kip McCaffrey third,
and Mahomes fourth.
Mahomes fourth.
Yes.
Now, if you extrapolate this, if you include returners and you include any special teams guys you might include, or kickers in the top 100, I don't think no kickers made the top 100, right? I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they voted Tucker in there. I'm not sure. I'll have to look.
I don't know. But if you extrapolate it, let's say he's the fourth corner. There's 11 guys on defense, right? He could be the 44th overall on defense. Plus, he's worse than all of the offensive players, which is another 44. At worst, he should be 89, right, if he's all pro?
Sure.
At worst, 88. At worst, he should be 88, but unless there's a kicker in there or a returner.
But how
in
many
there.
Kickers and special teams players specifically
would
make it?
He makes a pretty good point. Makes a pretty good point. Even if he was the worst of all the all-pro players, the first two teams, he'd still be 88.
I don't foresee the players really thinking a specialist is better than a top four cornerback in football, but playing it out, because Tucker has been voted in the top 100. Justin Tucker has been voted in the top 100 before in 2002. So they have put a player there. Harrison Butker might have been on the list. But yeah, if we're getting into Jalen Johnson's psyche, I would be a little upset that how could you possibly have left me off the list?
Right. Were there? I don't know if there were any other All Pros, first two team All Pros, that were left off the list.
Maybe they think he's his own merchant.
At each position, but there's only. Well, yeah, it's still. No, there's not four. Only two at some positions. Actually, it would be less than that.
Yeah.
There's no way he should be left off the list.
Yeah. Is he a zone merchant? Is that his problem? All he does is play in zone and players see that? I don't know. I guess we'll find out when they play the Bears in week two. But he's got a beef. You can't be an all-pro not be on the list.
He's got beef. There's no question. Actually, he's only 22. Yeah, 22. 22, actually, he should be in the top 50.
Yeah.
So, he's...
like you said, even if he's the worst all-pro, second-team all-pro,
he's still the top 50.
He's still a top 50 player, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Unless the media got it completely wrong.
Well, no, this was players.
Oh, the players? I mean, all-pro. I mean, maybe the players are saying the media don't know what they're talking about. There's no way Jalen Johnson is that good of a player. Yeah. That was the only thing you can think of, or maybe they don't even know he exists. I don't know how it happens. How do you leave that guy off the list unless maybe Jalen Johnson? There's an agenda against you. You should investigate that.
Yep. All right. We'll talk about what's going on around the league, including Brandon Ayuk. He may not like what's going to happen, where he's going to get traded to. We'll talk about it on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 and 97.9 HD2.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here and hang out with us here on the show. You're more than welcome to do that. I mentioned 97.9 HD2. It's the best way to listen to the show. If you've got I think you probably have to have newer technology, a newer vehicle. But if you can get HD2, HD2, 97.9 is the way to listen to this show. I mean, it's crystal clear. It's perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So get that on your vehicle, and then you don't have to worry about it. I don't want to hear anymore.
Do you think getting after our listeners because we offer regional listening experiences? Hey, if you're on the east side, you can listen to 97.5.
Yeah, we're doing everything we can. Now so you do something.
Now we're providing you a national experience. No matter where you are in the city of Houston, it's the national game of the week. You can listen to us on 97.9 and get the big broadcast. I know we used to give you, hey, West Siders 92.5, East Siders 97.5. 97.9 clear, perfect, no matter where you are in the city.
Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect, perfect, perfect. So,
were we blacked?
I mean, we do everything. Hey, how much more can we possibly do?
Was 97.5 blacked out on the west side of the city? Were we blacking out the broadcast like it's an Astros game and out of market?
No, they think we don't spend enough. Actually, it's about the transmitter power. Well, we have as much power as we use it to the max, okay? But it's where it's positioned. It's like way east. I mean, and you can. I mean, we are so crystal clear in Beaumont. Man, mm-hmm. Oh man, are we? Mm-hmm. We own Beaumont.
That's right.
But then we put 92.5 in there for people out there on the west side. Cause what more can we do? What else do you want us to do?
Well, we just did something.
We do
else.
Everything we can. Now 97.9. We got HD2 there. Okay, you go through the box, right? No, 97.9, which is the box. But then all of a sudden, it's 97.5. How about that?
I like how you're positioning it like they're the problem.
Like we can't do what? Can we do any more? Well, is there any more we can do?
You can watch us. You can stream us.
Yeah.
You can watch us on multiple social media avenues, whether it be Twitch or YouTube or Twitter. We give it to you all. Find your best way of watching us or listening to us. We'll provide it for you. Don't worry. And, of course, in podcast form as well. What else do you want from us? Stop asking us for things. We give it to you all.
Yeah, we do it all. I mean, what more can we possibly do?
I mean, we could ban Julian, who's called in about Ayuk. We could do that if we wanted
to. Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to talk about. Let's get Julian in here talking about Ayuk. What do you say, Julian?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to say, without Lance, you guys are doing spectacular. But about the VA, man, so what's going on is Cleveland is thinking about we're trying to get Cooper and a couple picks. My theory is if we get a couple picks, it's going to be like a fourth and a seventh. If we only get one pick, it'll be like a second or a third. As far as New England is concerned, it's Kendrick Bourne and a few picks. Now, I think New England has to give up more because, obviously, Kendrick Bourne is not a Cooper. And I personally would rather have Cooper. He's on a one-year deal. He's going to want to have, like, this is more like a prove-it year. He can get some more money. He's still 30, 31 when his contract's up. He can still get a little bit of money. And we won't have to sacrifice so much. He's not going to be the beast that B.A. is in the running game. But as far as route running, being a vet, savvy, letting Parasol learn from him, I think Cooper to the Browns would be the best thing if we traded B.A. Y'all have a good day, man.
Yes. In this scenario, I just feel like B.A., Brandon Ayuk is who he's talking about. Brandon Ayuk, you're going to regret it. Going to New England from San Francisco right now, is this what you want with your career? To go from a winner and to one of the worst teams in the NFL with Drake May throwing to you? You're the only option there because they have no receivers. A couple of rookies who have actually shown out a little bit. I would take one of the rookies if you want to know the truth as opposed to Bourne. Cleveland, you have to go and live in Cleveland. Not that San Francisco is any great shakes.
Oh, you hate San Francisco.
Yeah, you hate San Francisco. It's beautiful, but you'll have a total culture shock going to Cleveland, okay? Because it's not beautiful. But you're going to a better football team, that's for sure. But are you kidding? Are you thinking, if you're Brandon Ayuk, what a great deal I get to go to New England?
And I mean, catch honestly, passes from Brissett or eventually Drake May, who's not ready. Is I know those two have a framework, which is weird because we normally don't hear about who is offered up in these trades pretty much to protect the guys you're trying to trade, just in case it falls through. Now they have to come back and go, you tried to trade me. But you mentioned Ayuk, or he mentioned Cooper and Bourne. Is it impossible for Ayuk to go seek out a trade from someone beyond those two? Because the Steelers were interested, but apparently right now they don't appear to be the destination where that could happen. If I'm the 49ers, I'm letting Ayuk go search the market, see where he can find a deal, and tell that team to come back with an offer as far as players and picks as compensation. I'm not limiting myself to the Patriots and the Browns if I don't have to.
But they've limited him to the teams that they said you could go and negotiate contracts for.
This is what I'm saying. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you make it and see who else might be willing to jump in on this?
Well, I think they don't want to send anybody to. I think you want to keep him away from the NFC, right?
Well, understood. But are those only two AFC teams who have any interest?
No, I think maybe those are the ones. I love – listen, I hadn't seen Caserio do this. Listen, we work out a deal before you go work out a contract. We work out a deal with the team before you work out a contract, right? So that's the first thing. And they like those deals probably better than they liked any of the other deals, which is why I think it's down to these two. I mean, if you get Amari Cooper out of it, right? And if Amari Cooper is amicable to a contract extension, I mean, you've lost some, but not that much. Amari Cooper, set the record against one of the great defenses in NFL history.
Which one was that?
The Texans, remember?
Oh, okay. No, yeah. I remember a record. I'm trying to figure out what great defense you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, he remember when he set that record for, 9,000 yards in a game?
I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I think Amari Cooper would be nice. Kendrick Bourne,
I'm not sure. Well, he's one of theirs. He used to play there, so that's the connection there. I guess they would understand his fit in the system. But, yeah, I'm not downgrading. And I wonder how much compensation, as far as picks, they would get concerned. What's the difference? Age, certainly, and you would have to get, well, either one is asking for a new contract, but you would want to secure Amari Cooper to a new deal because you would assume because you're trading one of your stars. But we saw the Texans after they didn't trade any big pieces, but they acquired Stephon Diggs and they're just fine giving him a 1-year deal and seeing how it works out. If this isn't like every year an all-in deal for the 49ers, would they give a Cooper an extension or just say, hey, we want you for the year and we'll see how it plays out. We're all in on this. We're paying Debo. We don't want to pay another one. And we drafted Pearsall, as we heard Julian mention. Maybe it's a 1-year deal to see if they can get it done.
Maybe. Although I wouldn't mind if you could tie him up for... the 49ers, though, had the most expensive wide receiver room in the league.
I know.
That's crazy.
So if you're not willing to pay Ayuk, now Cooper may come in at less and less years, but you're going to pay Cooper? You're still having a very expensive wide receiver room if you're
right.
So I'm trying to figure out what their mentality is as far as we're going to trade away our younger player, our homegrown player, and bring in an older player and still give him money, but we wouldn't give the other guy money?
Right.
We'll see.
Right. Well, I mean, it's going to be less, right?
It will
be. It's not going to be as many years, and hopefully it won't be as big a pain in the ass as Ayuk is.
He's a wide receiver. I mean, you can't promise who's not going to be a pain in the ass.
Although, have we ever heard of Amari Cooper? I mean, he's not one of these.
No, I don't think so. I mean, Dallas didn't want to pay him what he wanted, so he left. So that now Cleveland, obviously, he's been good there when healthy, and despite the quarterback issues they've had there. So, Amari Cooper wouldn't fit into the diva profile. But is Ayuk a diva other than, hey, you're not giving me enough money and I'm a problem? He's a willing blocker. So it's not like he doesn't fit what they do. He's not a soft wide receiver. He just wants his money, and San Francisco has decided you're asking for too much.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776, 929 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. John Adell, along with Austin, here on the show. Sorry, Pervs, no Sam this morning. Austin, you're going to be here the rest of the week, right? Austin is our guy for the rest of the week. And we want you to get in and hurry because we got one segment left and we got News of the Weird coming your way. Right now I'm talking about HR&P. Payroll, HR, our payroll department is one person, Laura Beavers. That's it. We've had up to 75 employees at the station. I don't know where we're at now, but one person in the payroll department. That's it. And she does all the HR and everything. I mean, it's her job. I don't want to say. I mean, she works. Laura Beavers works way more than I work, that's for sure. But that's not a difficult. That's not a high bar. But here's the deal is that she is, I mean, look at that. How much money we save. We save it because HR&P, first of all, gives it to us at a great rate. They can come in, customize a plan for you. I've seen them. With a business with 30 some employees, they said we could save you $150,000 a year. It's a lot of money to the bottom line. It's a lot of money, and let them do that kind of thing for you. I don't. You might be with an admin company right now, one of these big admin companies that's at golf tournaments or whatever. And have you looked at it lately? Have you looked at how much money you're spending? Do you want to see how much money you could possibly save? Well, let HR&P come absolutely free and customize a plan for you. And then you tell them, wow, I didn't know I could do that. And you can. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. I got what it takes to rock the mic right, yeah. Round one of Rock the Mic 2024 is underway. This is your chance to help us determine which 10 podcasts will advance to the second round.
It's time to ask you to vote.
Just go to the ESPN Houston YouTube channel to find the Rock the Mic playlist to see all the entries. Then like your favorite entries to show us who you think is the best. And while you're there, make sure to subscribe to our channel for all of our content.
Hit the button with the word subscribe in it.
That's ESPN Houston on YouTube.
Got what it takes to rock the mic right.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm looking through some stuff for News of the Weird. Doctors are warning against imitating Olympic elite athletes at home after an increase in copycat injuries. I could see that. You're diving off of your the garage roof into your pool, trying to do a triple, right?
I would say stick with pretending like you're a quarterback. As kids, we all grew up final seconds doing the quarterback thing or hitting a jump shot. Stick with that. Don't try to be an Olympic diver.
No. Olympic diver is death or hospitalization.
Yeah. Don't be an archer either. If you've never shot, you've never done that before, don't go out and go buy one and shoot at targets, particularly if there are people around. Knock it off.
My parents bought me a real bow and arrow when I was a kid.
Would they think you're going to hunt? What was it for?
No, I don't know. They put a bale of hay in the backyard. I mean, it's in the middle of Chicago. I got a bale of hay.
Why would they do that?
I have no idea. It was a real bow and arrow. We got JT one too, and dude took out a squirrel's eye.
Oof.
Yeah. He felt so bad. He was just a little kid. Felt so bad. But
what was he trying to aim at if he wasn't trying to aim at the squirrel?
No, he was trying to aim at the squirrel, but after he hit it, he was like, the squirrel lived.
It was one eye.
So I'm not sure, whether or not it was able to see the prey coming from his left side anymore.
Or the predator coming after him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I feel like that the life expectancy of that squirrel dropped considerably after your son shot him in the eye.
Yeah, I know. But he felt really bad. So I felt good about that.
I'm sure he did.
Although I did start to wonder if he was going to be a serial killer.
I do remember you telling a story like this once. Because luckily you didn't find the squirrel pinned down and skinned. Then you knew you would know there's a problem. He felt bad, so you were kind of safe at that point. If he felt nothing, then you had a problem.
Yeah. You're right. Exactly. I felt good that he felt bad about it. And I didn't feel great he did it, but
no.
That he felt bad about it. He never shot at another animal again, which was nice.
Yeah, you think it's cool until, the death of something actually occurs. And I don't really like that so much. The difference, we would have had a real problem if it was like, let me do it again. And you just found a cemetery of squirrels in your backyard. Or what if
that would be
you would have had a real problem.
That's a problem.
What you had to deal with was a kid playing around and figuring out, oh, wait a minute, this sucks. I don't want to do this. I don't want to kill anything.
But if he was going to be a serial killer, I'd like him to be one with a heart of gold like Dexter.
Okay.
Where he's
picking and choosing who deserves to die.
Yeah, bad guys. He's going to kill all the bad guys.
I'm glad we're trusting your at that point, little son to determine who's bad and who's good and who deserves to die.
Right. But, if somebody's got to do it, might as well be. You know what? If you're going to be a serial killer, you might as well kill bad people. Right?
But who determines who's bad? The serial killer determines who's bad and who's good?
Oh, it's easy to tell who the bad people are.
So Dexter never made a mistake? I've never watched that show. Did he never make a mistake killing someone?
I did this. I've watched two episodes.
And they're bringing it back.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not. I didn't like it. I didn't like the show that much. Wow. A 7 foot. Would you watch a 7 foot OnlyFans star?
What, dunk a basketball?
Or no, she
will. Do other stuff.
I don't know. I guess, man, she's 7 feet, dude. Wow.
You know, it's almost because I don't live in a world where I run into a lot of 7 feet women. So I don't even know what that would be like. Like, if a woman, just a and then you add in the OnlyFans part of it, I feel like it would kind of freak me out. I think it would. I think it would.
Her mom was 6'5", her dad was 6'3".
And she even, and then she had a spurt that jumped her over both.
Seven, yeah. She got a brother at 6'10", a sister who's 6'2".
Oh, she's the shrimp of the family.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Hey, what happened to you?
6'2".
Who's your dad? We got to find out who her real parents
and
are.
You're the, right.
So I'm going to say no. I'm not really in OnlyFans, period. Then you throw on the 7-foot version of OnlyFans. I'm out. It's not what I'm looking for.
So is there anything
that
we missed?
Is this a sports segment or actually news of the week?
This is a sports. You know what? We had one game last night to talk about and Olympics.
We've got a great quarterfinal going on right now. Serbia and Australia, 91-90 in overtime. Serbia with the ball. They were down big at the half, fought back. Patty Mills and Josh Giddey are going off for Australia. So, I mean, there are some recognizable players. Obviously, Jokic is playing right now, trying to get a bucket.
How did he play in the game?
Well, he just hit a turnaround jumper to give Serbia a Dirk-like turnaround jumper. So it's 93-90 with 25 seconds ago. So there it is, Jokic being Jokic. Big-time shot there. We'll see how Serbia can get a stop.
We already kicked Serbia's ass.
Yeah, I know. They're not expected to beat us in a final. Or a semifinal, excuse me, but you know this is exciting if you care about basketball. But you're done with basketball until the NBA rolls around. It's been a good game. It's been on the TV in here since about halftime when I turned it on, and it's been really good basketball. Patty Mills in 2024 being a big time contributor in a big game, kind of crazy. And that's what FIBA is. And did you see that there are making. There's a path and some momentum for the NBA to partner with FIBA where NBA teams would play international teams in a tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were talking about this yesterday on Mopey and Mapes about how with the Noel Lyle stuff, how he talked about not being a world champion. But it looks like there's something there where you might see NBA teams playing like the Real Madrid and the Greek teams and the Turkish teams in some type of tournament, possibly.
Huh.
Go well for those teams.
You would think, but did...
But are they playing FIBA rules or NBA rules?
Well, let me ask you this. This is a tough one. Are the Boston Celtics really the world champions? Would they beat every team?
I think they would. I think it all depends on how the game is played. Like, I don't know.
Would they beat France? Would they beat...
Well, not... I don't think they would play... I don't think they would play international teams. From what I could tell, I thought it was they would play club teams. Like, the Real Madrid has a basketball team. They would play that. They wouldn't play, like, Serbia.
Oh, I got you. They would play... European teams. Club teams.
Yes. So,
yes.
Like England has a basketball league.
Destroy
them,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, what about San Antonio? What about the bad teams? Would they beat up on?
Well, that's different. Could San Antonio beat the best team in Europe?
I don't know. That's interesting. Would Memphis without Ja? Would they compete against?
Well, the Memphis we saw this past year, where all the guys are hurt, they would get their ass kicked by some of those European teams.
Yeah,
but the Memphis as a whole, they would win. I think for the most part, if you are a playoff team in the NBA, you're going to have a real shot to beat the best teams in Europe. But we start getting to some of the bad teams like Detroit and Charlotte, and Josh Giddey just really hurt his foot. That's not good for who does he play for now? The Bulls. We'll see. He's limping off the floor. Serbia wins. They beat Australia in the quarterfinal, 95-90. Jokic hit a big time shot to give Serbia a lead, and they close it out. So Serbia moves on to the medal rounds.
So that's all you're going to do on your show is the Serbia game?
No, we'll talk about other things. You're trying to insult the show because that's what you do. We'll talk.
No,
no.
I mean,
no. A little bit. You insulted me a little bit. A little bit. We're going to talk about what you brought up earlier.
Who texts you during your little show? I do.
Well,
right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I text you. Oh, you're wrong about this. You've that never, was stupid.
You actually have not done that, surprisingly, during my show.
Well,
that,
no, no,
you
no.
used to do that to other shows back when you had more of a stake. Remember at the very beginning of 1560, you would text other shows, hey, that's stupid. Don't talk about something else. You would do that to people.
Well, you and Raheel.
It wasn't me and
Raheel. Talk about the same subject.
No, it wouldn't be me and Raheel.
For four
that's
segments.
That's not true. Me and Raheel, you know, we finished number one. Shout out to us. That wasn't us because I wasn't even a part of the station full time. I was an intern. You would text like the shows that just started doing.
Yeah,
the
show, well,
this were part of the lineup for the first time. You would text
well, that's
the new
not
shows.
Forget, let's not forget the entire lineup except me. No one had ever done a show before.
And you let it be known that, hey, dummies, that's not the way you do a show.
That's not it. That's not it. Sean and John, their open was like 6 minutes long.
It was very long.
It was incredible. I was like, oh, my. That's what I hate about Game of Thrones.
The music. Okay. You can fast forward through that.
You can, and I do. No. Well, but not if you're watching it live.
You watch it live? What kind of heathen are you? Just watch it on Max.
Every once in a while, you catch it live. Although I got one episode left of House of Dragon. I got one episode. I got the last episode left. Was it good?
I liked it, but I don't care as much about action as others. That's a clue as far as what it'll be like. People love. We had a couple calls on the show you like to criticize about it very early, and for the most part, they wanted more action. I don't mind the conversations, and of course, that's all I'm going to give you. I don't want to get anything away other than that.
Well, speaking of that, we've got a 6-year-old girl whose passport was denied because of Game of Thrones, and we'll tell you why with News of the Weird next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, you know what's weird? Man, it's not really weird. Derek is not that weird, if you want to know the truth. Hey, actually, he can play some golf. He's a good guy. Derek is he runs Houston Safe and Lock. He knows all about the lock game. Okay, whatever lock problem you have, I mean, I don't know that they like to come so much and open your car door if you locked your keys. I'm not sure. But if you've got a real lock issue, if you've got to change your locks at home, that kind of sucks because you had some kind of a problem, right? You had some kind of a problem if you have to change your locks at home, and that kind of sucks. But you need to do it. So who's going to do it? Change all those locks and get the Medico. Medico is where somebody can't come in. If somebody gets your key, they can't go in and make a copy of it because they won't allow it. The only one who can make the copy is you, and that's a good thing. If you've got a business and you need key cards or fobs or pin codes or smart device credentials, you whatever it is, the way that you want to open your doors, they'll give you all kinds of options, okay? But you can't just have that key where somebody can get in. Somebody can make another key. I mean, that's dangerous. You need a way to see who's coming and going every time that door opens, just in case something's walking out the back door at your business. So, you want to do that? There's one place to go. See my man, Derek, over at Houston Safe and Lock. 713-522-5555, 975safe.com. Two locations, Beltway and Westheimer, or I-10 and Wirt, which is King Safe and Lock, but the same company. You're looking for that lock. There's one place to go, Houston Safe and Lock, King Safe and Lock, 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So a 6-year-old girl was denied a passport in southwest England. And her mother was absolutely devastated because she wanted to take a trip with her daughter. Apparently, Lucy from southwest England told the BBC that the initial application to get her daughter, Khaleesi, 6 years old, a passport, was denied, with officials telling her she needed Warner Brothers approval because it owns the name's trademark. You can't name your kid Khaleesi?
Not if you want a passport.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what they're basing that ruling on, that you need... You need to get your name. You need permission for that name to get a passport. I'm not sure what that's about, but it's funny.
That's ridiculous.
That you made the, I'm going to say mistake. You made the mistake of naming your kid after a fictional character, and now it's coming back to haunt you. Like, I know parents, once they have a child, we talked about this with Hair yesterday. Parents, you, I know, that's your pride and joy. And anything they do, you want ownership of. But have some forward thinking. Don't name your kid after a character, Khaleesi. How's that? That kid's got to go to school with Khaleesi as her first name. Feels like a mistake.
Oh,
it's not. It's not as cool as you think it is. You nerds. I'm a nerd too. But you know what I wouldn't do? I'm not naming my kid after a dragon riding character from a book and TV show. You're asking for trouble, and you got it.
Yeah, you kind of are. But it's kind of a cool name.
Khaleesi.
You better be hot. You know
what happened to the Khaleesi in the books? At 14, she was sold off to marry some dude from a foreign land, and stuff happened. Not everything was great about the Khaleesi. Give her Jane. Jane's
turned
a fine name.
Okay. Turned out
did
okay.
It. She
riding around on the track.
She got murdered after eviscerating an entire city. Didn't turn out that great.
She did have fun.
And she died at like 20 years old.
That's great. You know what? She had a good time. She lived a very productive life.
She felt alone, depressed, and she fell in love with her nephew. Yeah, great times. Great times for all.
Well, okay, I got it. Never mind. I don't want to get into that.
Watch yourself. Watch yourself.
I don't want to get into that. My wife's from Louisiana. Wyoming is allowing snowmobilers to run down wildlife. Despite global outrage, it may stay legal. Do you want to run down a deer while you're outside snowmobiling?
Let's make it something that would hit home here. Let's say the deer are bike riders. Would you be in favor, if they got in your way, of running down people in bikes on streets?
Would I what?
Would you be in favor of a law that allowed you to run down people on bikes in streets?
Yes!
See?
Yes!
See? They're in your way.
Yes.
Much like the deer.
Right.
You'd be okay with it.
How about running down the pro if he makes it cart path only?
Well,
yes.
That's specific to golf. I barely understand what you just said there. Why? That's not the pro's fault, is it? Isn't that the golf club's?
No, but you know what? Somebody's got to pay for it.
And you're going to go after the worker, not the actual decision maker?
The pro makes that decision.
Does he?
Okay.
Or she? Do they?
Well, the superintendent probably.
Yeah, you're targeting the wrong person.
You should. Everybody's open game if it's cart path only.
God forbid. I don't think you should be able to run down deer.
Hey, how about this one? An Indonesian man kills his neighbor who kept asking him why he's not married at 45.
It's annoying. Stop asking the question. He probably told you not to, and you kept going, so you got killed.
Are you someday going to kill me and last one because we keep asking you how come you're not married?
No, because you keep telling the stories that would suggest you understand why I'm not married, like from your first marriages. You would understand that. You keep saying,
and Lance, this marriage from Lance.
Well, he's got all the kids. That's explanation enough why not get married.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be upset. I'd be like, you guys are hypocrites. All your stories suggest don't get married. But if you don't want to get married and there's someone in your life that doesn't have the background to do it because they're not related to you, you're my neighbor. In fact, I don't want to talk to you about anything, let alone why I'm not married. Shut up, or you get killed.
So you're not out there, but when you put the garbage out, you and the neighbors, you just sit around and talk out front, maybe put the lawn chair out there, maybe grab a soda pop together.
I don't even know his name.
How long has he lived next to that neighbor?
He's the one who's never moved. Since we got here from Texas, from California, almost 2 decades ago, when I was just getting out of high school. Right before I got out of high school. I was a young senior. I don't remember his name.
You don't say hello.
I say hello, I just don't remember his name. I don't go, hey Jeff. I go, hey man.
You're a bad person.
Your
neighbors.
And he came over maybe a year or so ago. To talk about something, and he was like, "Hey, man, I'm your neighbor from over there." And I was like, "Yeah, I know you're mine. I know who you are.
I know you are. Why are you at my front door?"
But I didn't know his name. I couldn't go.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. What's up?
I knew Mr. I mean, we had only been at this house in Houston for 2 years. Mr. Malcolm's on one side. Mr. Jim is on the other. Okay. You are a bad person.
I'm not a bad person. Neighbor. I don't do bad things. I just don't put any effort to learn his name. And I still don't after he told me. I don't remember.
Care about people. I don't care about you enough to know your name.
It's fair. I mean, his dogs ruined our fences several times.
A New York State bill bans classrooms that reach 88 degrees and hotter.
It's a little hot. A little hot
for
a classroom.
Why do we need a bill for that? Hey, idiots. Hey, principal. If it's 90 degrees in your school, we need to go home.
Why are we banning? Just make sure it doesn't get above 80. What are we talking about?
I mean, you know how hot that is?
Why are you learning in that environment? It's stuffy. It's hot.
We needed a bill for this. This is what we needed a bill for. Okay. You're too stupid to teach people. A Louisiana governor is telling parents who are against the Ten Commandments in classrooms, tell your child not to look at it. That's all. How about that? That'll fix that. Don't look at the Ten Commandments if you don't like it.
Do they recite them, or is it just up on the wall?
Well, I thought that they were going to have... They have to display them, but I don't know. I thought that they were going to be... You know, they might. I think they've gone back to the Pledge of Allegiance, too, which a lot of people are against because they hate America.
Hmm.
Yeah.
As a kid... The commandments weren't on the wall, but the Pledge of Allegiance was always.
Well, they were in my school. I went to a Catholic school.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
you know what though? If you want to know, I don't remember the Ten Commandments being up on the wall.
I was going to ask while you were getting beat by a nun, were you staring down the Ten Commandments?
Me. You don't think they hit me with the ruler? Bunch.
Well, of course, you're a bad kid. You were definitely a bad kid.
Oh, I was a bad kid. Oh, I was a really bad kid. Yep. We're done. You got anything else? That's it?
I mean, nothing to give away on this show.
No. All right. Well, we appreciate you listening to the show. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92. That kind of is.
It isn't.
But Doc Linville is what we're talking about now. If you're looking on Twitch, you can see that I got the hair going on. I got the whole hair thing going on. Look, I really, really, really love what Doc Linville did for me. Okay? He filled in. I was mangy. He had a lot of spots in there. It's still thin in the back, but you know what? I've gotten the PRP. I'm going to go back, maybe fill in a little bit more. You can do it as often as you like. I love, though, that it looks so much, so much, so much better than it did before. I'm a big fan of Doc Linville. I love what he did for me. I love what he's going to do for you. An anesthetic the last 3 days, but the process is so much better than it used to be. So much less painful. I mean, it's just the best way to go about this thing. And you're sick of not having hair. Do something about it. Life is too short. You're in your 30s or 40s, even 50s, and you're balding? No, you don't have to. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.